إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم، أرسله ربه بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله تعالى، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ألا وإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. اليوم إن شاء الله نتكلم عن آخر خطبة في مسألة الطلاق أو أسباب حدوث الطلاق، وقلنا السبب في الحديث عن هذا الموضوع هو ارتفاع نسبة الطلاق في المجتمع الإسلامي في الغرب، والإنسان إذا كان متزوج أو يفكر بالزواج أو سيزوج ابنته أو أخته لابد أن يضع العشرة أسباب التي ذكرناها ونذكرها اليوم في الحسبان إن شاء الله حتى لا يقع في مشكلة الطلاق. So I bear witness that there is none worthy of our worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the seal of the prophets and the final messenger to all humanity. The best guidance for us Muslims is the sunnah, or the way of life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the most truthful speech is the words of the Quran, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today the good news is today's khutbah is the last one in the series about divorce. So inshallah from today on there will be no more talk about divorce. I know it's a very painful topic, but we have to face and challenge the problem we have to reach a solution. Some people are planning to get married, or some people are already in a marriage, or some people plan to marry their daughters or their sisters. So you have to keep these 10 top reasons in your mind when you plan for marriage, so in order not to fall into the problem of divorce. وذكرنا أن السبب الأول هو أن كثير من الناس أو بعض الناس لا يضع مسألة التدين في الاعتبار عند الزواج. The first reason we mentioned last time was some people, when they get married, they never think about someone who is practicing the deen. And therefore, they have no relationship with Islam, they're not practicing. So eventually, the marriage will end with divorce. السبب الثاني هو عدم الصلة بالله بعد الزواج. The second reason, there's no connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after marriage. They don't pray, they don't remember Allah, and so on and so forth. السبب الثالث هو عدم وجود التوافق بين الطرفين قبل الزواج. ما في توافق يعني أو تناغم بين الطرفين. The third reason, there is no chemistry between the two sides in the marriage. السبب الرابع هو الإجبار على الزواج كما قلنا. The fourth reason is that the daughters are forced into a marriage that they don't like, against their free will. Someone who is not from their culture, he doesn't speak the language, and they are forced into this relationship, so eventually there will be a divorce. السبب الخامس ذكرنا هو الزواج لمجرد الحصول على الجنسية. يعني يأخذ الأخت، خاصة الأخوات هناك كبري، إن هو يحصل على الـ permanent resident أو citizenship. وطبعا لما يأخذ غرضه ويحصل على الجنسية يطلق الأخت، وهذا يحصل كثيرا. The fifth reason is marriage for immigration purposes. So the brother, most likely, you know, in most cases, it is a brother getting married to a sister from Canada, a Muslim sister. Okay? So 2-3 years into the marriage, the brother would get his citizenship or permanent resident status. Then he eventually will divorce the sister. And this is very common. السبب الثالث, I call Oscar's marriage. يعني بعض الأخوات والإخوة بيمثلوا قبل الزواج. هو يتظاهر بالصلاح وهي تتظاهر بالصلاح ويخبئوا مشاكلهم عن بعضهم البعض، وبعد الزواج تظهر المصائب والمشاكل. بيتظاهر إنه بيصلي، إنه هو تقي، وإنه هي كبيرة الحجاج، وبعد الزواج يتبين له إنه تزوج يعني عفريت. تمام؟ So what I call the Oscar's marriage, this is number 6. When the brother and the sister, they pretend to be someone they are not before the marriage. He
He pretends to be very righteous, very practicing, and the sister pretends to be very righteous and very practicing. Then after marriage, the brother will realize he has gotten married to a monster, and the sister will realize she has gotten married to a dragon. Okay? Someone who's completely different from the person they knew before they got married. Because everyone is living in denial. They are not very straightforward about the problems when they talk to the person before they get married. Okay? So they are acting. They give the Oscars in marriage, in acting, before the divorce. So this is number six. السبب السابع الذي ذكرناه هو الزوج الطرزان أو الزوجة الطرزانة. تمام؟ What we call the zombie husband or the zombie wife. This is my terminology. I'm making this up. So, they are not fulfilling their obligations in Islam. يعني معروف إنه في الإسلام الزوج له حقوق وعليه واجبات. والزوجة لها حقوق وعليها واجبات. فكل منهما يطالب بحقوقه وينسى أو يتغافل عن واجباته. تمام؟ وهذا يسبب حدوث المشاكل. So in Islam, the husband and the wife, each of them has rights and obligations. The problem is, in marriage, everyone in the marriage is asking for his or her rights, and they forget completely about their obligations. Okay? وذكرنا إنه كثير في بعض الأحيان الإخوة المسلمين اللي بيتزوجوا أخوات مسلمات جدد لا يعطينهن حقوقهن في الزواج. يعني الأخ متزوج أخت مسلمة جديدة لا تعرف شيء في الإسلام فلا يعطيها مهرا ولا ينفق عليها وكذا وحصل هذا في عدة مرات حصل فيها الطلاق. And this happens with new Muslim sisters when they get married to a traditional Muslim and they don't give her a dowry, a mahr, and they don't provide for the sister. They take advantage of her being a new Muslim. Okay. تكملة لهذا الموضوع معروف إنه في الإسلام أن الرجل والمرأة متساوون في الحقوق وعليهم واجبات مختلفة ولكنهم متساوون أمام الله وأمام القانون. In Islam, the man and the woman, they are equal but different. Let me repeat. They are equal but different. Equal before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the law, but they are different in their roles and responsibilities in the society. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created them different. The physical makeup, the psychological makeup. If you don't believe that women and men are equal, are not different psychologically and physically, then inshallah you will fail your biology class a big time. That they are created different, okay, to fulfill different roles in the society. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created them this way to complete each other and not to fight and compete with one another. To complete and not to compete. Sahih? So this is the way things work in Islam. So some people think, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala لما أعطى الرجل حق القوامة في الإسلام that الرجل تحول إلى السيد والمرأة أو النساء تحولن إلى عبيد. ولكن هذا ليس صحيح. الرجال قوامون على النساء في سورة النساء آية 34 ليس معناه أن الرجل هو المسيطر أو المهيمن على البيت ولكن الرجل هو الحامل البيت وهو المنفق وهو الراعي وكذا. هذا معنى القوامة وليس معناها الإذلال أو السيطرة. So in Islam, if you read in chapter 4 verse 34, when Allah subhanahu speaks about qiwama, the word qiwama in the Quran means maintenance. The husband or the men are the maintainers of women. The word maintainer does not mean slave master. And the woman who is under qiwama is not a slave. The man who is a qawam is a maintainer, which means that he is the servant, that he is the protector, that he is the provider. This is the meaning of the word qawama in the Quran. Some men, in some cultures, they misunderstand and they abuse this position that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them. تمام؟ فتجد في بعض المجتمعات ومرت علي كثير من القصص في هذا الموضوع إن الزوج مجرد إن هو بيشتغل وبيعطي بينفق على البيت إنما لا يؤدب أولاده ولا يجلس مع زوجته ولا يرعى البيت ولا كذا. وحتى إذا ربنا كرم وجاء إلى المسجد ما لوش علاقة أبدا بالأولاد يتركهم في مكان ويجي يصلي وما يعرفش شيء عن أولاده فلا يرعى أولاده ولا يؤدبهم. ولا يهتم بزوجته. تمام؟ So in some cases, in some cultures, the men are dominant, okay? They have nothing to do with the kids. They don't care about the house. They don't care about their wives. All they do is to work and put food on the table. That's it. تمام؟ So they are not fulfilling their role and obligation in Islam. ومعروف الحديث اللي صحيح مسلم وفي غيره من كتب السنن أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان في مهنتي أو في مهنة أهلي فكان يقصف نعله ويصلح ثوبه وينظف بيته ويحلب شاته فإذا جاءت الصلاة ما كان يعرف أحدا. We know that in the Sunnah, in Sahih Muslim, in other books of Sahih, that the Prophet ﷺ was in the service of his family. He was cleaning the house, patching his shoes, mending his clothes, milking his goat. But when it was time for Salah, he didn't seem like he knew his family. He just, you know, dedicated all his time to the Salah. When it was time for Salah, but outside Salah, he was in service of his community. He was in the service of his family. Some brothers, they forget all this. When they stay in the house, they don't care about their wives, they don't care about their children. Even when they come to the masjid, they pretend they don't know even their kids. They come to pray, sit and chit-chat with the other brothers, and they leave their kids to tear up the masjid, catch the fans, mess with the imam, take all his candy, and all that stuff. So they are not fulfilling their role in the society. في الإسلام في فرق بين رجل وذكر وفي فرق بين امرأة وأنثى. So there is a big difference between a male, a Muslim male, and a Muslim man. And a Muslim female and a Muslim woman. There's a big difference between the two. A Muslim male is someone who produces kids. A Muslim man who fulfills his obligations as a man in the house. He takes care of his wife, his children, he's teaching them, bringing them up Islamically, and so on and so forth. And the same is also true for a Muslim female. She is the one who produces kids. But a Muslim woman is the woman who lives her life according to Islam, who fulfills her obligations as a lady in the house. So there is a difference between the two. Number 8, اللي السبب الثامن لحدوث الطلاق هو interracial marriages. يعني صحيح انه كثير من الزيجات بين المجتمعات المختلفه بتنجح، ولكن احيانا الزيجات من ثقافات او من دول مختلفه بتؤدي الى الطلاق نظرا لعدم التفاهم او فهم اللغه او فهم الثقافه. يعني مر علي يعني اخ مغربي كان متزوج من اختي لبنانيه، يقول لي مش فاهم كلامها، وهي تقول لي انا مش فاهم الثقافه بتاعتها. اخ مصري كان متزوج اخت صوماليه، تمام، ما في تفاهم في الثقافه ولا اللغه ولا كذا، فطبعا بيحصل طلاق. The eighth reason is interracial marriages. Sometimes when someone marries someone from another culture who speaks a different language, of course, most of the time these marriages, they succeed, but in some cases, or in many cases, they will always end in divorce because they don't understand each other or they don't understand the culture. So I met brothers from, for example, Morocco. They got married to someone from Syria or Lebanon, and they had a divorce because they couldn't understand each other. Or someone from Egypt who got married to a Somali sister, or vice versa. Of course, they like the Somali food, the chicken sukkar and the KK and all that stuff, but they couldn't understand the culture, so eventually they had a divorce. So this is number 8. Number 9, سبب التاسع هو الزواج من أديان مختلفة. معروف ان المرأة المسلمة لا تتزوج إلا مسلما، ما فيش مشكلة. الإشكالية في انه الأخ المسلم يجوز له ان يتزوج مسلمة او مسيحية او يهودية اللي هم اهل الكتاب، ففي بداية الزواج لا تحصل مشاكل، سواء الأخ بيروح المسجد او هي بتروح الكنيسة او ما بتروحش، مش مشكلة. الإشكالية تحدث عند وجود الأطفال. تبدأ هي حتى لما بتروحش الكنيسة تقول لك أريد أن أخذ الأولاد إلى الكنيسة، وهو من ناحية تانية يكذب الأولاد إلى المسجد، فتحصل الخلافات والمشاكل. كل منهما يريد أن ينشئ أطفاله على دينه حتى وإن كان غير ملتزما في نفسه. So number 9 is interreligious marriages. When you have a Muslim man, for example, marry a Muslim or a Christian or a Jew, أهل الكتاب، So when the brother and the Christian or Jewish sister, even if they are not practicing at the time of marriage, when they have kids, there is a big problem. Okay, she, although she has never been to the church before, she started to take the kids to church. And although he has never been to the masjid before except for Eid, he now starts to take his kids to the masjid. Now they have a conflict because each of them wants to bring up their kids their own way. Now they have a conflict. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ma'alimana wa infa'ana wa infa'ana wa infa'ana wa
الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله ربه رحمة للعالمين. السبب العاشر والأخير لحدوث الطلاق وأنا أعتبره من أهم ثلاثة أسباب لحدوث الطلاق في المجتمع الإسلامي هي مسألة تدخل الأسرة في حياة الزوجين. الزوجة تلاقي أمها بتكلمها كل شوية، ماذا فعل؟ ضربك ولا ضربكيش، شتمك، اتأخر في الشغل وكذا. فدايما الزوجة تنقل أخبار البيت إلى أمها وأقربائها، وكذلك الزوج ينقل الأخبار إلى أسرته، فيبدأوا يتدخلوا في حياتهما، أنت اعمل كذا وأنت اعملي كذا حتى تحافظ على بيتك، فيفسدوا العلاقة بين الزوج وزوجته. The last reason for divorce, number 10, and I think this is one of the top reasons why we have divorce in the Muslim community, is the what I call the nosy relatives. When the relatives get involved into the family. Okay, the relatives of the wife, they always talk to the daughter, okay, you have to do this, you have to do this. And the relatives of the husband, they always step up and they try to help and they destroy the house. The husband and the wife, they should take care of the problem. They are intelligent enough, they are old enough, they are educated enough to take care of their problems and not to get other people involved. Okay? This is one of the top reasons. One brother came to me, and I'm not going to mention his country, and he said, wallahi, every day his wife calls her mom back home. Her mom lives 10,000 miles away. She calls her on a daily basis to update what is going on in the house. And that was very fun because I know that the husband was not making a lot of money, but and it is very costly to call back home on a daily basis. And he said she speaks for one or two hours every day just to tell her mom that he did this or said this, what should I do, and all that stuff. And I imagine if the daughter is giving a call to her mom, and I imagine this awkward situation that the sister is calling up her mom to talk to her about what happened today, and she will get this answer from the other line, and it says, you have reached your mom's. Okay, if you are calling to report your husband abusing you today, press 1. If you are calling to report that your husband was late from work 10 minutes, press 2. If you are calling to report that you never took all the pennies in your husband's pocket, press 3. If you want to speak to a representative, your father, press 0. What is this? You have to take care of your problems and not to get people involved in the house. Okay? فبخلاصة الموضوع لابد أن نأخذ هذه العشرة شروط في عين الاعتبار حتى نحافظ على حياة سعيدة. ونسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يحافظ على بيوت المسلمين وأن يحميهم من شياطين الجن والإنس. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا. اللهم أصلح أحوالنا. اللهم تولى أمورنا وأحسن ختامنا. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. وصل اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وأقم الصلاة.